crunching down on fried chicken, you know, the kind that dreams are made of, spooning up cheesy grits, eating glorious barbecue and collard greens. Well, we call it soul food, and according to Adrian Miller, it's slipping away, and we don't actually know what soul food is about. Well, this attorney who worked in the Clinton White House on the Initiative for Race and then went on to join think tanks turned its curiosity to the food of his heritage, the food he believes we don't understand. And he's written Soul Food, The Surprising Story of an American Cuisine, One Plate at a Time. Adrian, it's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to break cornbread. Appreciate you having me on your show.
It's a lovely thought. So how do you define soul food?
Well, I take it in layers. So the first cut is soul food is one of the traditional foods of African Americans, because African Americans have made significant contributions to some other well-known cuisines, like the cooking of the Lowcountry of the Carolinas and Georgia and Creole cuisine of the New Orleans area. But it's really the food of the migrants who left the Deep South and went to other parts of the country and did what other migrants do. They tried to recreate home through their food, and to the best they could, they brought the ingredients with them, and if they couldn't, they substituted them. And so it becomes the national cuisine of African Americans.
So, but the cuisine that, African Americans have eaten traditionally in the South is a much broader base, right?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of overlap between Southern food and soul food. And I think soul food is a limited repertoire of Southern food, because the South just has so many different cuisines within it. But there, again, there are a lot of common ingredients: black eyed peas, greens, rice, beans, fried chicken, catfish. You know, there's a lot of overlap.
Right. Well, you picked in this book, the way you laid out this book is you actually had a menu, and in each chapter you talked about a particular food and its history. And so why, which foods did you pick, and why did you pick them?
Yeah, so the meal I put together was fried chicken, fried catfish, or chitlins as the entrees. And I couldn't write a book about soul food without writing about chitlins. And then the sides are greens, black-eyed peas, mac and cheese, candied yams. I also write a chapter about cornbread and then hot sauce, because that's the soul food condiment of choice.
Right.
And then I include a chapter on red drinks, because I think red Kool-Aid is the official soul food drink. And yes, red is a flavor. You should know that. And then for the desserts, I put together four that I think are the most popular. So that's sweet potato pie, pound cake, banana pudding, and peach cobbler.
Why chitlins? Now, maybe you should describe them, because some people are unfamiliar with them.
Oh, okay. So chitlins are pig's intestines, and they're either eaten, they're either prepared by stewing or by frying. I've never had them fried. I've always had them stewed, and that seems to be the more traditional soul food.
Are they stuffed then, like a sausage?
No. So you clean them out, and then you just kind of cut it up a little bit, and then you just put it in the pot with some seasoning. I put in red pepper and onion and garlic.
Now, there's a religious connection with eating that.
Yeah, so this was one of the surprising things to me. So in a lot of traditional cultures, you know, the innards of animals are considered sacred because they hold the life force of the animal. So even in West Africa and some Yoruba societies, they view the intestines that way. So even though they didn't have pigs, you could see that kind of cultural legacy coming across the Atlantic and taking root in the Americas using just different animals.
Because the image of a lot of soul food is this is what the white man didn't want to eat. And, you know, this is then what went to the slaves. But it sounds like this was a desirable food. It wasn't a case that it was, you know, the discards of the white man, so we have to eat it.
Right, because chitlins, I mean, intestines were actually an aristocratic dish in England and France well back into the Middle Ages, mainly coming out of deer hunting. And so, yeah, that was one of the biggest surprises for me, is how chitlins had this kind of high-class pedigree. But the dirty little secret of Southern food and soul food is that in most cases, whites and blacks were eating the same foods, and it really depended on your socioeconomic status rather than race.
So when did Southern food eaten by black people become soul food, and why?
So it really starts to happen with the Great Migrations that start in 1910s and goes through the 1970s. And a lot of this was spurred by economic opportunity created by World War I and other things. And so you have millions of African Americans leaving the South and going to other places. And so the food in those other places was started to be called down-home cooking, and that's the precursor to soul food. Now, the common explanation is that soul food as a coin term comes in the 1960s with the Black Power movement.
Right.
But it was floating around in the English language long before that. I mean, it had a religious connotation for centuries, and it was anything that would edify your spiritual life. So listening to a sermon, reading scriptures, all of that stuff was considered soul food. And then it was really in the 1940s that you start to see it have a cultural spin. And that's really much due to the jazz musicians who wanted to take their music to a place where they thought white artists couldn't mimic it. And that was the sounds of the rural church in the American South. And so those sounds, that gospel sound, was called funky and soul in its earlier iterations, and then soul is the one that caught on. So we could easily be calling this cuisine funky food, but that's not very appetizing.
That's true. But it did become much more a term that was coined and used constantly during the Black Power movement in the 60s and then into the 70s.
Right. So the interesting thing is that, you know, Southern and soul were pretty synonymous for a long time and a shared cuisine. And then in the 60s, you had some activists say, no, there's really a separation here. And that white Southerners really can't understand soul food, can't understand ham hocks, greens, and chitlins, and those sort of things. And that was news to white Southerners. So that's where you start to see a split there between soul and Southern. And soul gets associated with African Americans, while Southern gets associated with whites, even though there's a lot of overlap.
Interesting. Really fascinating. Adrian, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
Adrian Miller is author of Soul Food, The Surprising Story of an American Cuisine, One Plate at a Time. Well, make yourself up a bunch of citrus collards with raisins from Chef Bryant Terry's book, Vegan Soul Kitchen. You're going to find it at splendidtable.org.